Is that the new iPhone?
Yeah, got it on T-Mobile. Fastest iPhone deserves America's fastest LTE network.
Introducing the amazing iPhone 8. It's the best iPhone yet, now on America's best unlimited network. For a limited time, save up to $300 on the amazing iPhone 8 after 24 monthly bill credits. And now join T-Mobile's iPhone upgrade program for free.
Eligible trade-in and finance agreement required. If you cancel service, you may lose promo credits. Contact us for details. Video at 480p. Small fraction of users over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speed. See store for details.
You are Locked On Pacers, your daily Indiana Pacers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Pacers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where you can get a daily dose of great information about your favorite NBA and NFL team, which now includes the Pacers right here. My name is Tom Lewis of IndyCorners.com, and today for that daily dose of Pacers, we're going to take a peek back at the Pacers' loss to the Bulls on Saturday. We're going to check in on the latest injury situation and then look ahead to what's on tap for the third week of preseason for the Pacers this year. First, I want to start with a quick question. I always enjoy hearing from listeners and people following the team. And, you know, you can reach me on Twitter at IndyCornrows or on email at IndyCornrows@gmail.com. I had a question from Joe Betts. He says, Allen continues to look bad. Seraphin didn't play either. Was he given rest? Could see Allen losing minutes easily this year. So, LaVoy Allen didn't have a great game up in Chicago, and he got the bulk of some of the backup big minutes. As we'll talk about, the playing rotations were all over the place in perfect preseason form. So I think Seraphin's been given a little bit more of a chance. He was starting, was able to start, when Miles was out for games, and, honestly, I don't know that he was that overwhelming as well. But I think the big thing, with LaVoy, as Nate McMillan mentioned right at the first day of camp, was that he's going to have to earn his minutes and show that he can play. And I think, either one of these guys are going to have to really show something to get minutes. In the nine-man rotation that McMillan seems to prefer, neither of these guys is probably going to play a lot. But there will be opportunities, no doubt, along the way. So, it may be a situation where you try one guy, if he doesn't work out, you try the other. And but overall, their impact on the season shouldn't be that big. And if they're playing heavy minutes, then there's probably some injuries and other problems, and it's going to be a rough one. But we'll see. I think at this point, it seems like both will be on the roster. Seraphin may not be, but I still think, seems like Jeremy Evans may be the odd man out on that 15-man roster. So, Joe, thanks for shooting me the question. I appreciate it. And, as we roll into the preseason here, that's how I kind of prefer to, preview the season and look ahead by asking questions, wondering what's going to happen. I mean, it's easy to speculate, but better, I think, to try and develop the key questions that we need to have answered. So if you have any questions you want to throw out there or key issues with the team that you think need to be resolved or could lead to success or failure, let me know again on Twitter at IndyCornrows and email at IndyCornrows@gmail.com. So on to the loss in Chicago. As I mentioned, after the first two games, nothing about the preseason is meaningful from a wins and loss perspective. The second you're not playing your starters, or your normal rotation, you know, it's hard to compare to what things might be like in the regular season. But, you know, the Pacers lost 121 to 105. It doesn't matter when they're playing the game. That 121 number is alarming. But again, the fact that they played 16 different players on the roster and none of those 16 was Paul George, you know, that should kind of minimize the distress a little bit. But, you know, among those in the altered rotations, some different things we saw. Aaron Brooks played his first time for the Pacers after missing games with a sore hip. And he played pretty significant minutes, 21 minutes. He didn't shoot the ball well, made just one of eight shots. But I think his extended time minimized what you saw from Rodney Stuckey and Joe Young, in particular. So, again, those guys have been playing pretty well. And then, you know, they were downshifted into a smaller role on Saturday. Jeff Teague had a solid scoring night with 21 points in 24 minutes. And Glenn Robinson III, he added 17 points, played 37 minutes. So with PG out, the third, as PG would refer to him, he logged some regular season starter minutes. And, you know, that's a great experience because he's, you know, finding himself faced up with Dwayne Wade and Jimmy Butler throughout the game. So, you know, anything that happens in that situation is a positive. And, you know, he held his own. He battled him and, you know, he got some buckets. So it was a pretty nice showing for Robinson, all things considered. You know, speaking of Wade, though, he made three of four three-pointers. I mean, that's what you want him to do at this point. Seems like he's a shoot threes. And I guess we're fortunate it was preseason game because, honestly, I'd kind of be shocked if Wade made three or four again, you know, this season. So the Bulls definitely were rolling, and the Pacers had struggles slowing them down. But that's preseason. Before we move on to the injuries, let me take a minute to thank the Locked On Podcast Network for their great support. Make sure you check out other shows on the network, in particular Locked On NBA, fantastic, and Locked On Fantasy for NFL and NBA, great stuff as well. And this week, you know, the Colts won, so check out Locked On Colts. They'll try and deal with a little success, so they found a way to beat the Bears, which is yay, I think. All right, now moving on to the injury front. Paul George was a healthy scratch up in Chicago, so he just to rest, and honestly, I'm fine with that. He can do that until the regular season, but he's so key to the season that giving him those extra minutes off after his busy summer makes a lot of sense. CJ Miles sat out again with a sore knee. I'm assuming it's a minor issue, and if so, I mean, he may want to force his way back into the action, because he might be in a Wally Pipp situation with Glenn Robinson here if he isn't able to get back out there, and Robinson continues to show they can count on him. So that will be interesting to see this week where CJ is with that knee. I'd still like to have him be able to come in and be that perimeter threat off the bench. So hopefully he can get back out there and show that this week. Considering Brooks played, you know, over 20 minutes, I'm assuming his hip is feeling pretty good. May not have felt as good this morning, but the team had the day off today. So everybody was able to rest. So I guess we'll hear more about how he reacted to the game action after practice tomorrow. And most importantly on the injury front, Miles Turner made his preseason debut after missing time for concussion. He only played about 14 minutes, scored 6 points, a couple blocks. One of those was a highlight block, just stoned Jimmy Butler at the rim. The old help side was in full effect on that play. It was sweet. So he seemed real happy with getting out there and moving around and running with the team. So good debut for Turner to get him out there and get his feet wet in preseason. So that's something positive to build on for sure. So really, when you consider it, at this point, the Pacers are relatively quite healthy, and with the depth they have and the fact they're playing a lot of different players, no one's taking a humongous load in these games, at least. So they're able to rest guys here and there for little things and keep them from becoming big things. So that's a good thing. So looking ahead to this week three of the preseason, Pacers will be back at practice tomorrow, of course. So we'll get reports from the field house about health and who's planning to play this week. They play a home game, although it's a little different home game, on Wednesday down at the Ford Center in Evansville. So that game's at 7:30. So any of you folks down in southern Indiana, northern Kentucky, great opportunity to go see the Pacers. They play the Bucks. Fortunately, the Fox Sports Indiana television crew is going to make the trek down as well and televise the game. So we'll get to see what everything that happens down there from Evansville. And so Wednesday in Evansville, back home Thursday practice, and then on Friday, a little more intriguing preseason game as they go down to Orlando and take on Frank Vogel's Orlando Magic squad. So that will no doubt be awkward and strange, but it's always good to kind of get those things out of the way in preseason. It was similar to the Summer League when they played. That was strange enough, but that was hardly similar to what we'll have this week when the Pacers travel down to the Amway Center in Orlando. So that game will not be televised locally. I'm assuming Orlando will be televising it. Maybe an option online somewhere, League Pass, and maybe, you never know. NBA TV may pick it up since it is there is the Vogel and Pacers dynamic there. So we'll let you know how that rolls out. That game's on Friday. So, and that's game 5 of 6 in the preseason. So there's plenty of practice time coming up, and they don't play again over the weekend. They'll play last game until the following Wednesday, October 9th, up in Milwaukee. So then we got a week to prep for the regular season opener. So things are going quick all of a sudden, and there's plenty to keep track of here. So stay tuned to the podcast, and we'll keep up with all the preseason news. Thanks again for listening, and along with listening via Audioboom, you can also subscribe to the pod on iTunes, and we're real excited about hearing from fans and seeing the audience growing with the podcast. So again, feel free to reach out with your Pacer story and comments, any questions at email indycornrows@gmail.com or on Twitter at indycornrows. That's a wrap for today. You've been listening to Locked On Pacers on the Locked On Podcast Network. Napa
know-how. It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.